The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome everyone to my podcast, where my only job is to binge it, rate it, and rank it. This is your host, DJ Scorsese, and you're listening to Moviosity. Hope you enjoy. Okay, so today I'm going to be ranking my top 10 favorite classic movies. To start off, I wanted to talk a little bit about what I mean when I say a classic movie. I feel like when you hear classic movie, you think, you know, The Godfather, Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, movies like that. But that's really not what I wanted to talk about today. I want to talk a little bit about movies that are nostalgic to me. So like the movies that you watch when you're a little kid, like your mom puts on, and you know, they bring you back to, they make you feel like a little kid again. So that's really, I thought that'd be more interesting to talk about rather than the same movies that everyone always talks about, those classic movies. So to start off, I'm going to do some honorable mentions, and these are in no particular order. So my first honorable mention is Open Season. Open Season came out in 2006, directed by Jill Colton and Roger Allers. So this movie, it's an animated movie about this bear that lives in captivity, and then he doesn't escape, but he gets lost, and it's about him kind of figuring out how to live in the wild. This movie, you know, it's a great movie. It's not quite as good as some of these other ones, which is why it's not on the list. That's why it's an honorable mention. It's still a really good movie. My next honorable mention is Talladega Nights. Talladega Nights came out in 2006, directed by Adam McKay, starring Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Gary Cole. So, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly is a duo that I've talked a lot about. You know, these guys really don't miss. They always make good movies. They're always hilarious. So essentially Talladega Nights is about a race car driver who goes crazy, you know, loses everything. Again, kind of a goofy movie, but I loved it when I was a kid, and still to this day, it's such a great movie. My next honorable mention is Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. This movie came out in 2004, directed by Adam McKay, starring Will Ferrell, Christina Applegate, Paul Rudd, Steve Carell, David Kochner, and Fred Willard. So this movie is essentially, it actually takes place in San Francisco, which is kind of cool. It's a movie about this news team. They're crazy, goofy bunch of guys. And what happens is this girl comes in and kind of wrecks everything. She is taking Ron's job. She messes with the whole news team. Really funny movie. My next honorable mention is The Longest Yard. This movie came out in 2005, directed by Peter Siegel, starring Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, James Cornwell, and William Fichtner. So this movie is about an ex-professional football player who's down on his luck. He misses football, essentially, and he lost his career due to shaving points. Shaving points is when someone purposely, you know, throws a game or loses a game for betting reasons. So, like, say someone bets on the game, you bet against yourself and then purposely lose to win money. So that's essentially what's happening. And he ends up going to prison because he steals his wife's car and crashes it. It's a whole big deal. The really funny movie, actually kind of sad, like some not great stuff happens to the guy. He loses some friends in prison, stuff like that. But definitely a feel-good movie at the end. It has a happy ending. All right, so there were my honorable mentions, and now I'm just going to get right into my top 10. So starting off at number 10, we have The Land Before Time. The Land Before Time is a super old movie. It came out in 1988. Well, so I guess it's not that old, but it's relatively old. It was created by Judy Froedberg and Tony Geese. This movie is about, it follows these dinosaurs, like little kid dinosaurs, I guess is the best way to say it. I don't know what you call baby dinosaurs. But so this movie, they get separated from their parents and they have to go on this super long journey, and they're by themselves. They don't know how to fend for themselves. They can't find food. They can't find water. And really, this is it's an adorable movie. It's definitely a feel good movie with some sad parts. And actually, this movie scared the hell out of me when I was a little kid. But yeah. Next up on my list is Dumb and Dumber. So Dumb and Dumber is a 1994 film directed by Peter Farrelly, starring Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels. And I've said this in a couple episodes before. Jim Carrey is one of my all-time favorite actors. He's hilarious. His physical acting is crazy. Goofy guy, obviously. But love this movie. So essentially this one follows these two guys. If you can't tell by the title, Dumb and Dumber, they're not very smart. They're always doing random stuff. And essentially what happens is this guy, Lloyd, is driving this girl to the airport, and she leaves a suitcase in his car. And the whole plot of the movie is him trying to track her down and give her back her suitcase. But the twist is the suitcase had a bunch of stolen money in it. So that caused a bunch of issues with like a gang and stuff like that. So it's a super goofy movie, but you know, I love it to death. Number 8 on my list is Billy Madison. Billy Madison is a 1995 movie directed by Tamara Davis, starring Adam Sandler. So this movie is about this guy who's like 30 years old. And he never tried in school, never did anything with his life. He's just essentially just a loser. But his dad is filthy rich. So that's essentially what happens, is he has no money, or, well, has no income. And his dad is trying to pass on the family company. And his dad decides to pass the family company on to this guy that works for him rather than Billy. And the whole plot of the movie is Billy trying to prove to his dad that he's competent and smart enough to run this multi-million dollar business. So he ends up having to go back to school, and he goes through kindergarten all the way through high school in like a span of 2 weeks. And it's a hilarious movie, super goofy. Adam Sandler's great in this movie. He really is in all the movies that he does, but this one especially I think is hilarious. Number 7 on the list, we got another Adam Sandler movie, The Waterboy. The Waterboy is a 1998 film directed by Frank Caracci, starring Adam Sandler. So this movie is about this guy who is sheltered his whole life, you know, never plays sports, never really goes to school, and he ends up getting a job as a waterboy for this college football team, and he takes it super seriously. He measures the pH levels of the water, he makes sure it's cold, and essentially the guys on the team just treat him really bad. You know, they beat him up, they spit in the water, all that kind of stuff. And what ends up happening is he gets really angry one time and he takes this guy out, which catches the eye of a football coach. And so he gets signed to go to college and play college football. And he's just an absolute animal. They end up beating the same team that he used to work for in the Mud Dog Championship. So really feel good movie, absolutely hilarious. Now we got number 6 on my list, The Sandlot. So The Sandlot is a 1993 movie directed by David Mickey Evans, starring Tom Geary, Mike Vitar, Patrick Renna, Chancey Lapardi, Marley Shelton, and Marty York. So this movie is about this kid who moves into the neighborhood. He has no friends. He's the new kid on the block. And he ends up joining this little baseball game. And what happens is these kids play every day. They don't keep score. All they do is play baseball. They just take turns hitting, going through back and forth. And they do this every day for the entire summer. And the main antagonist in this movie is this dog. They lose a bunch of balls over the fence and the dog eats them. It's like this super big, scary, terrifying dog. It shakes the fence. It chews up car parts. It's crazy. And there's a bunch of stories about the dog, about how it killed people and about how now it's locked in this guy's backyard. But essentially what happens is this kid takes his dad's Babe Ruth signed baseball and they hit it over the fence into that yard. And obviously his dad would kill him if he found out he lost a Babe Ruth signed baseball. So the kids go about getting the ball back is the main point of the story. But at the end, they learn that the dog is really nice, and that the owner of the dog, who was supposed to be this old scary guy, was actually this old blind man who ends up giving them the ball back. And he actually played with Babe Ruth, so he had an extra signed ball. And that's essentially how the story resolves itself. Yeah. And number five on my list, we have Cars. So this movie, it was a struggle for me not to put this one higher up on the list, but I just, these next five are just all absolutely great movies. So they're all really right up there. Cars is a 2006 movie directed by John Lasseter. So this movie is about a race car who is super full of himself, and he ends up getting lost on his way to the race, and he gets lost in this little town, and he hates it, and he hates all the people there. But essentially what this movie is he learns to love it. He ends up, you know, rejecting who he used to be, and that's essentially it. Number four on my list, we have The Lion King. Lion King is a 1994 movie directed by Roger Allens and Rob Minkoff. It's another animated movie. So this movie is about the king of the jungle, the lion. He ends up having a kid named Simba. And what happens is Simba's uncle Scar is this evil guy. He's plotting to like overtake the Pride Lands, or you know, what the lion rules over. He ends up killing Simba's dad, and the whole movie is Simba growing up and coming of age and then coming back to the Pride Lands and taking it back and saving his mom and saving, you know, everyone else. This is a really feel-good movie. You know, the music's great. The animation's really good for being a 1994 movie. And actually, since this, they made a live-action version of the movie that just came out a couple years ago, which, you know, I enjoyed it, but just because I hold this movie in such high regards, I didn't like it as much as the old one. All right, now we're getting into the top three. Number three is Top Gun. Top Gun came out in 1986, directed by Tony Scott, starring Tom Cruise, Kelly McGillis, and Val Kilmer. You know, classic movie. Everyone's seen it. It's about this guy who gets into flight school. Maverick and Goose, you know, a classic duo. Then there's really not much I can say about this movie other than, you know, the music's great. It inspired a sequel. So, yeah, classic movie. Really, really nothing to say about it. And my number two movie, we have Step Brothers. Step Brothers came out in 2008, directed by Adam McKay, starring Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. You know, I said I was going to talk about these guys again, but Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, just absolutely hilarious. Love everything these guys do. Essentially, this movie is about these two 40-year-olds that still live with their parents, and their parents end up getting married, and they have to live together, and it's a whole goofy movie, but anytime you're down, just watch Step Brothers. You can't be in a bad mood. And at my number one movie, I have Brother Bear. Brother Bear came out in 2003, another animated movie directed by Aaron Blaise and Robert Walker. I absolutely love this movie. It's about this guy who hates bears, so he ends up getting turned into a bear, and he has to take care of this cub because he killed his mom. And yeah, he ends up, you know, learning that bears aren't what he thought they were. And it's essentially like a coming of age story for this guy. He completely turns his life around and it changes how he sees the world. And I feel like that's just a really beautiful message. So that's why it's my number one. All right. Thank you.